Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another Etresian episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of May 7th, 2007. The Joseph Jefferson Awards Committee has announced the Jeff Citation nominations. That's right, the committee has announced 109 nominations in 26 categories for Chicago's non-equity theatrical productions. The shows eligible were shows that opened up in the 2006-2007 season, starting on April 1st, 2006, going all the way to March 31st of this year. The Jeff Awards Committee went to the opening nights of 127 productions offered by 55 non-equity producing organizations. Now, what's really great about Chicago's theater scene is that these productions varied from main stage musicals in small spaces, such as Bohemian Theater Ensemble's Sideshow, which incidentally was the company's first Jeff-eligible production, which was a major main stage musical fit into the theater building's smallest space. By the way, Sideshow garnered 9 nominations, all the way to Theo Ubique Theater Company, which received 7 nominations, ended up performing in a Rogers Park cafe on a stage barely bigger than a platform bed. The top nominated productions this year, each receiving 10 apiece, were Timeline Theater's Fiorello, which was their first ever staging of a musical, and the House Theater's world premiere of The Sparrow. Also unique were individual nominees such as Michael Mahler, who was nominated twice, once for actor in a principal role in a musical for his work in My Favorite Year, and also The Sweet Smell of Success. Danielle Brothers was also nominated twice for actress in a supporting role for Flora, The Red Menace, and Side by Side by Sondheim. Also, Talk Theater in Chicago favorite Peter Oilo received 2 nominations in 2 different categories, one for actor in a principal role for his work in Equus with the Actors Workshop Theater, and for doing the original incidental music for the show as well. The Jeff Award Citation Ceremony will be held on Monday, June 11th at Park West in Chicago, Illinois. For the complete list of nominees and for more information, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Also, for extended in-depth coverage of all the nominees, just click through the archives of Talk Theater in Chicago. We actually interviewed many of the nominees, so check it out. Timeline Theater Company has announced their 2007-2008 season. Timeline Theater Company is dedicated to presenting plays that are inspired by history, yet connect to today's social and political issues, has decided on a wonderful slate for this upcoming season. The season will include a great American playwright's favorite work, 2 Chicago premieres by award-winning contemporary playwrights, and a remount of one of the company's popular productions. Opening on August 25th will be Paradise Lost by Clifford Odets. A great American playwright, a great classic story, and a great theater company. I think it's going to be a good play to see. Opening up on November 10th will be the Chicago premiere of Tesla's Letters by Jeffrey Stanley. This one will be directed by Nick Bowling. Following that, and opening up on January 26th will be another Chicago premiere, Dolly West's Kitchen by Frank McGinnis. This one will be directed by Kimberly Sr. And closing out with the season will be the remount of Timeline's popular show and 10-time Jeff Award nominee, Fiorello. The remount will be directed by Nick Bowling and opens up on April 19th of next year. For more information, stay tuned to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. The Goodman Theater has announced another addition to their 2007-2008 season, and it's going to be the Fats Waller musical review, Ain't Misbehavin'. The revival will be directed by resident director Chuck Smith and opens in the spring of next year in the Owen Theater. There is still one more slot, however, left to be filled in the Owen Theater season, and for that mystery show, stay tuned to... Well, you know where to stay tuned. Well, thank you for listening to this Etresian episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from As You Like It, Act 4, Scene 3. Kindness nobler ever than revenge. Well, thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready to stick in your ears. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.